It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It's another edition of Let's Talk. Tuesday morning, hour number one. It is the first Tuesday of the month, and that means the Master Gardeners are joining us in studio this morning. We say good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you guys here with us. We'll be on location, I guess, next time when we're talking from the fair.
Yeah.
That's coming around quicker than we all thought. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's
28th or something like that.
Take your entries, general entries go out on Saturday the 24th, I believe, and let me look, make sure it's right. Mm. Don't want to give somebody
the wrong information,
wrong info.
No.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
25th. Ta-da. Saturday the 25th, that probably be your general entries, and the fair opens on the 27th.
So we'll be there the
28th. That's Kids' Day.
That fits us.
We're the old kids.
Just did a little switch there because that one had a little noise to it, and I don't want that coming out over the air. So
we like our nice voices.
That's right. This is important information that's going to be delivered here.
Yep.
So, it's hard to believe the fair's here almost already.
Yeah, yep.
Well, I can believe it because I've been sweltering. This has not been fun.
Yeah, we usually have that weather for fair week.
Yes, maybe we'll get lucky and it came early. I don't know. But, you know, it affects things differently. Like, I've done the exact same amount of watering on four different species on the Stately Z Manor. Three of them are doing fine, you know, didn't overwater, and one is just being a sissy pants, crying and not. So I don't understand why the coleas are doing fine, but they're pretty easy if you just keep them watered.
Yeah.
That's why I get them. They're very low maintenance.
Yep.
The tomatoes and the cucumbers are doing well in the back, despite the heat.
Especially now.
They like the heat.
Yes.
They love the heat.
They like the warm nights.
So the only thing is some kind of plant, the sister guy, I don't know, it's a little sunflower, is just a crybaby since she got it.
Oh, it ain't a lot of water.
This thing is sucking us dry on water, I'll tell you. Camel, it is not. So it's not the camel of the plant family, that's for sure.
There you go.
But it's just weird how the different things affect it. But the tomatoes and the cucumbers are looking really good. Yeah.
If you got stuff if you got especially vegetables in pots,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you could water them more often. Yeah,
that heat wave we had, you were watering twice a day.
Yes, yes, and into the dirt, not on them, so you burn them.
Right, exactly. Yep. Yeah,
on
early
the other
morning.
And the other thing, when you're in a pot and you're watering, to keep it in your mind, you need to fertilize a little more than you do when you're in the ground.
Yep, a lot more.
There's, in fact, when you look at fertilizing, if a good package will have directions on it for in container or in the soil.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know we're guys, so that means we got to follow instructions.
So that don't
work. You have to read them first.
Yeah, that's only after
that's a big
10-4. That's after it breaks. That's when you read them.
Yes.
I got a Jay-Z story.
Uh-oh.
I come walking down the steps the other morning, and it was fairly early, and there was a bush by the window, so there were some shadows on the floor, and I'm coming down barefooted. And I'm looking down on the floor. I step off the last step. I'm looking on the floor. I thought, gee, it looks like a piece of fuzz, you know? I mean, and I reached down, and it kind of moved like fuzz until it bit me.
fuzz doesn't bite.
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. I threw this thing, right? And then I started looking. I thought, oh, man. You know, so I started looking for it. And my wife went out. She said, what are you doing? I said, something bit me. I said, it looked like a piece of fuzz. And I said, but it definitely wasn't fuzz. So she's walking, she's walking around looking, and so nothing. So then, I don't know, maybe 2 hours later.
Here it comes.
Right? I'm walking around, again, barefoot, I'm looking, and I just happen to see this bug on the floor. Well, I wasn't hesitating. I got the old clog. Boom, we gave him a whack.
What was it?
I took a picture of him. It was an assassin bug.
Oh.
Your buddy.
Oh, man.
You killed an assassin bug?
I didn't know it was an assassin bug at the time. I mean, all I knew was it bit me, and I hurt like that.
It bit me, was pissed, or he killed it. That's right. I got it.
Man, did that thing whack. I mean,
was it the big wheeled one?
I know. I just had long. I took a picture. I took a picture of it on my Google phone and identified it. Yeah.
Before you squished it, right?
I liked it pretty good, but I'll tell you why.
That hurt like hell.
Bite like whatever it was, pinch or whatever. Oh, I've got yo. And then I immediately thought of Jay-Z's assassin bug story.
You see, you left that out, the fact they bite. Now I'm going to have to be on the lookout for that myself. Gosh.
Well, did you see one and it scare you to death?
No, I'll tell you. But we've got all kinds of stuff because our yard, the birds love it. The critters love it. Man, we must have some great soil or something. Yeah. You know what I love after I do after I mow the grass? Mm-hmm. It's like birds, Hitchcock and the birds.
Yep, yep.
It's like a black blanket of birds all down there.
Yeah, you left open the bugs are there now. They get them without going through the grass.
Oh, my gosh.
You got a lot of rabbits this year?
Yes.
I got quite a few, but I have a fence. I'm okay.
I
got
to watch because, you know, the neighbor will go, get the rabbit and she'll, you know, make rabbit stew, Ivy. Shoo, shoo, furry friend, shoo. Over that way. But no, there is a lot.
Yeah.
Now I've been seeing some squirrels and chipmunks running around now, too.
Chipmunks are pretty bad this year. They're really bad this year.
You got cherry tomatoes?
Yes.
Chipmunks love them.
I don't know why they don't go back there, though. Knock wood. I mean, they haven't. All we do is put those flowers there so the critter go to them before the, you know, tomatoes and the
sacrificial plants.
Yes, sacrificial plants we have in there.
I plant them all the time.
Yeah, and it's been working out so far. Now that I jinxed it, probably go home and you see the heads will be off everything. But so far, so good.
Yep.
I think we need to teach birds how to eat weeds.
Yes, I would be so grateful for that.
Really, I mean, I might work on that project.
I have it narrowed down. See, I go to the side garden on the left, and weeds will be there, so I pull them. Then by the time I work my way onto the right, weeds are coming through that one. So it's like on a cyclical basis, every couple of days.
But the
patio stones coming through there.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the worst.
The rain the last couple of days.
You need a weed burner. You ever see a weed burner?
Oh,
they're great for what run rocky.
You want to put that in his hands?
If it makes it easy, I'm all for it. I'm in.
Imagine a YouTube video you make out of that.
I was going to say, I'll make a YouTube video.
If he was in the Army in World War II, he'd probably have the flamethrower.
It was Richard Pryor running down 202.
Well, the only thing I know on my background on weeds is after it rains, or like when they're easier to pull.
Yeah, if it doesn't rain for a while, concrete.
I try to get out there after a rain because they do come out easier.
I was pulling the other day. I mean, the weeds just, after these warm nights of the rain, they just jump right out of the ground.
And some are different. Some will come out easy for you, and the others, I hate when they tear. Get it down to the root.
Those are the ones that spread by the roots.
We can pull them and all the seeds come out.
Oh, yeah.
But I did a full maintenance. I got myself in a little bit of trouble, but I got out of it because I should have done the mowing sooner, and then that heat wave hit. And I have to be careful. I can only use the riders on the... So what I did was finally, after a couple of the bad days, I think it was 5 degrees less, I broke out the rider.
Okay.
Now, three shots of air in the four tires, three out of the four, two jump starts, and then we get it going. So we do the bottom. But I'm going to tell you a tire story and why. You won't laugh after this tire story. So then I get the bottom done. Go in, hydrate, take a break, like they say. Mm-hmm. Come back out about a half hour later, get the push mower out to do the front and the top. So get that all done. Go in, hydrate again, take about an hour break, come out, weed whack. My favorite. So we did that. So it was piecemeal, and it took probably the whole day, but we got it done, and it looks nice. Mm-hmm. It does.
Good.
I love after you do it. It looks so nice. You look out the window and...
Yeah, everything's nice.
Looks like the fairway at Augusta. That's what it looks like. But I price tires on my vehicle, on my mower. We'll be getting the air pump out every time.
Yeah,
$128 a tire.
Yeah.
A tire.
Yeah.
This was supposedly at a place where you'd have a lower price. I'd hate to see the main. Yeah. Oh, well, that's why we use that device. Yeah.
Yeah. You keep it charged up. Trickle chargers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But you know what? I don't understand what happens to this thing, though, because when I do charge it, and like I said, it will start once I put that device on. It starts on one turn.
Okay.
And then that takes a while. You've seen the back of Stately Z Manor. It takes a while to mow that with the rider. I'm out there a long time. You would think that thing would charge. So what I do then is I'll turn it off, and I'll think, well, I must have put a charge in.
New click.
So I don't know what the hell's up with that battery. It's just not keeping the charge or whatever.
If it's not holding a charge, it probably needs to go.
But yet, when you put that clamp, it turns on the first turn.
Yeah, yep.
That device. So I It's the mystery. Nothing's ever easy for me.
No, nothing.
Put a solar panel in the back of
your solar panel. You know what I want to get? But yeah, they said it would be too much. I have to change it a lot. Mm-hmm. When it gets so high and you mow it, then it leaves that blanket like a grass down. I hate that. You either have to rake it or go back over it.
I have a sweeper. I have a lawn sweeper. They're great. They are really good.
Oh, sure, rub it in my hair. Yeah. But I have to get the rake out because what did somebody tell me? Just keep going over and over. That doesn't work.
Bob, you have a battery tester?
Yeah.
Check his battery. I bet it.
You put that on there, probably skull and crossbones will come up.
It sounds like his battery short-circuited.
It's the weirdest thing, though, because like I said, it will get juice from that device.
Yeah.
But it doesn't hold worth a lick.
No. Maybe there's a loose wire someplace or a wire is broken. Yeah. Or
I know. I have the little guy from the borough works on my stuff. He's a good guy. He's pretty good, too.
How's your belts? Are they tight enough?
They should be. He worked on it. Belts, blades, it got a service.
Yeah, that almost sounds like you got a problem with the battery.
But these tires obviously are old, and now the right tire, no, the left tire, I'm lying to you, goes down more. So it's almost like a race against, the air. It's like, I think they're getting low. Better hit it a little harder, a little faster here, and soon I'll be mock speed doing the yard.
You ever checking for nails or anything like that?
I have to, but you have to get it out of the barn. You can't see in the barn. I have to get it out to, like, where there's daylight.
You have a lot of, multi-floor rows or anything like that around? Any briars?
Not really. I would
because
think.
You'd be surprised that stuff.
They can puncture.
Yeah, they'll puncture it.
So what you do is you run it over, and it'll sit there and work its way in.
Sticks do the same thing.
Well, it's weird because you know what got me more than a nail too? This is on my regular tire, like a spring.
Yeah,
And it flattened that back rear tire in the blink of an eye. I was shocked.
Why don't you take it?
Because it worked its way in.
Take the tire off and run it up to the garage. He can check it for you.
Yeah.
And then maybe sometimes you get bad seals, around the
sometimes I'll put an inner tube in it too.
That will save you all the hassle.
And then don't even talk hard tires. I thought I'd just get a hard tire screw put air in it. I don't have to worry about I saw the price of those. I'm like, get the pump out again.
Time to buy a new tractor.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, if you put them hard tires on there, every time you cut it, you're doing security for the dentist because you're going to be
rattle your teeth loose.
I'll bet. And especially with the landscape I have.
Oof.
I hit a bump the other day. I was singing with the Bee Gees. Let me tell you. But it was just
Barry Gibb all over again.
But like I said,
high notes.
It does look nice. Now I got to do a little weeding. I have weeds coming through that one bush down there. They find their way everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
If there's an inch, a scintilla of dirt, it's coming out.
I was going to bring you a photo. I didn't take it of remember when I think you and Deb came down to my place that time after a bad winter and the deer had done the arborvitaes in?
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing compared to what they did this last winter. In one section.
Wow. Yeah,
I got arches to walk through.
Yeah.
I like to pay a deer to just take that end one down by my tree that we have, that red bud. Because the red bud's growing into that and it's not good, so we got to take it down. Yeah. That's going to come down in the off season. Yep. So get the video camera rolling. Then I'll make sure the neighbors are all gone. I always check driveways. No car in there. Okay, let's get to work.
You don't know how many of your neighbors have Ring cameras on your property.
I'm telling you, gonna do any work today? No, I think I'm taking it. All right, then we'll leave. We don't need to hang around.
Oh.
I'm telling you, it's do as I say, not as I do, kind of thing.
Garlic, how's your?
You had a nice picture of garlic there. Let me tell you.
I just picked mine. I know Mike picked his.
Picked mine. Yeah,
and I know Greg Gannett told me he just picked his too. This was the first year he grew it, and he did real well.
Yeah.
It was a good.
I don't grow as many as you guys. You guys grow over 200.
Yeah.
Wow.
It makes the barn smell good, and I haven't had a vampire problem in years.
Love that.
Yeah.
I only did 40 some this year, but the leaves turned brown and they were getting almost like black on the
bottom up there. The bottom five leaves. Yeah, pull it.
But this is about the time of year we've been pulling them.
I usually do
it 4th of July.
I was about a week earlier than I usually pull them.
Yeah, I've been pulling mine like maybe the end of June.
I go through the heads and look for the best ones, and that's my save.
The biggest ones,
for next year's crop.
Yeah. If you're growing garlic next year, you better order it now.
If you need an order,
you won't get it.
Yeah.
And it's expensive.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Yeah, it's like 28 bucks a pound, maybe.
Yeah.
Or,
so I want to grow lettuce. I saw lettuce. One of our local stores is $2.99. I could grow that
for what, iceberg lettuce?
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Best thing to do with iceberg lettuce is feed it to that nuclear chicken. I like the leaf lettuce. You can get some pretty fresh leaf lettuce in our stores because of that.
Yeah, you can plant lettuce in July. July and August, you plant lettuce, no problem.
Because I'm a lettuce fan.
Right. My lettuce is beautiful. I've been cutting lettuce. As a matter of fact, when I go home today, I have to cut more lettuce.
Yeah. And I like all kinds. I like iceberg. I like romaine.
I do a lot of bib
lettuce. I love the romaine.
Bib lettuce is good.
Did your lettuce survive without bolting through that hot weather?
Yep.
Mine did too.
I have them, and it's in a shady spot. Doesn't get sun until maybe 11 in the morning, something like that. And so, you know, it's kind of getting near the end, but I have three full rows of lettuce right now.
I grow it on railing boxes. On a railing, put them in there. They grow well.
Yeah.
Railing boxes.
Yeah. I was going to grow lettuce this year in a rain gutter, but I didn't get a place.
Parsley, I would all grow in on boxes like that.
The other thing we had there for once we got that really hot weather, we're way down on rain.
Oh, yeah.
And the drought monitor still has us at DO, which is abnormally dry. But there's probably places in this county that are probably D1 or D2.
Yeah, we're going north of us. All the rain's going north of us.
Because you look at the streams.
Yep. Yeah.
You know, and, you know, to come out of a drought doesn't mean you got a lot of rain. I mean, it's got to be, it's registered by what's in the groundwater.
Mm-hmm. Test wells.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a good idea to burn yet.
I saw over the weekend two different places burning like crazy.
Wow.
And I thought the same thing. I'm like, that can't be a good idea.
No. That's a real bad idea.
Yeah. Like the one executive officer I had on the one aircraft carrier, he said, gentlemen, common sense is authorized. Let's use it.
Common sense isn't common.
Yeah. And, you know, the sad part was, like, where I saw the one, I didn't see anybody around.
Yeah.
I'm like, they didn't realize, you know, how quick if that jumps.
That's the
Gosh.
I keep a hose out and you're ready to go. And
That was the one tip we were using on that public service announcement. Yeah. They said, you know, keep a big bucket or a hose out at least, just in case.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. And these people shooting fireworks off.
Oh.
That's how dry it is. Woof.
Don't even get me started there. Somebody lights a firework off now and it's not like a public from the city or the town.
Yep, yep.
I think I'm going to go berserk.
Yep.
Because it's July 7th now. That's it.
Yeah. We're done.
Yeah, we're done. It's over.
Time to move on.
Gosh. Armageddon for certain dogs, like our one comedy bit on July 4th. Gosh.
Feel sorry for dogs.
Yes. They post those always around the 4th of July, those like memes and all.
Yep.
Remember, remember our furry friends.
Exactly.
They got a golden retriever probably going wild.
Yeah, they really go nuts over the fireworks.
And he's got sensitive ears.
Yeah.
Joe, funny thing, I'm going to nuke something in the microwave, and I hit that first button to start, the time run, he's gone.
Yeah, wow.
He's gone.
Oof. Oh, yeah.
Because it's certain sounds. Other things he sticks around for, but that, like, the high beep, 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 beep. He's gone.
It's out the gate.
Yep.
So, we got one public service announcement. Mike, you got the info on the...
Our favorite animals, ticks.
Oh, boy.
Oh, around this area, we have black-legged ticks, lone star ticks, American dog tick, Asian longhorn tick, and what they call a winter tick. And everyone carries a different disease.
Wow, of course.
Yay!
Yes, exactly.
Lyme disease is really going up. You have to watch that. Rocky Mountain spotted fever, that's another one. We have the alpha-gal syndrome.
That's from the lone star tick.
Yeah. There's so many things have meat proteins, and you won't be able to eat them ever again in your life.
I can't even imagine. Yeah.
And when you're hiking on a mountain, you don't hike with shorts. That's a bad idea. It's one of those things you shouldn't do. And when you're done, check for ticks everywhere. Especially a place people don't check is behind your ears. That's where they hide at.
Yep.
You wouldn't even know they're
You wouldn't
there.
Even think that. Yep. Yeah, how about it?
They don't bite you right away. They wait a while. They're selective, so you got to really be careful.
We had a webinar at Penn State put out. I don't have the address for it. I don't even know if it's still active. But it was basically a 45-minute program on ticks. And it showed, and it's interesting, a tick will only feed 3 times in its lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And the black-legged tick, which does Lyme disease, it's the middle instar, stage 2, that normally gets on humans. But it shows how they just sit there waving their legs. It's called searching.
Yep.
And if you walk by and it gets there, gets on you, it might take it a day or so to get where it wants to go on you.
Oof.
And of course, it's just like everything else. You got to look in cracks, crevices.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. It likes cracks and crevices.
Another place would be between toes.
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, barefoot sandals and grass and brush.
Not a good idea.
No, that's one thing I never do, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
If you get bit by a tick and you catch it and you don't know what kind it is, mm-hmm. we can identify them at the hotline. We have a chart on them and mm-hmm. things like that, yep. or take it to an exterminator or something, but find out what kind it was and don't mess with it. Lyme disease is terrible.
Yeah. Right.
East Stroudsburg University has a tick center devoted strictly to tick identification and all kinds of things associated with ticks, and they actually have a drop box there that you can, label it, mm-hmm. drop it, and they will identify it. And then, you give your information, telephone number and stuff like that. But that is, they've had that open for years now, but they do nothing but ticks. Yeah. So it's a great service. I mean, it really is.
If you get one on you and you pull it and you get it off, put it in like a little pill jar or something mm-hmm. like that. Don't put it in alcohol.
No.
You don't want to do that. But make sure it's secure that he can't get out. And just bring it to us or, like Bob said, to any call ahead.
Right.
Yeah.
Find out where you can take it. Yep. Lyme disease is serious, but this alpha gel gal syndrome, if you don't even know you have, sometimes you get bit by these things, mm-hmm. if you get a little achy, might just feel mm-hmm. a little achy, might just itch. Mm-hmm. And then a couple months later, you take a bite of a steak or something like that, and you go into anaphylactic shock.
Yeah.
And
that's serious business.
That's pretty permanent.
Yeah. Huh? It's permanent. Right. Yeah.
Now, do you know a dumb question? Because, with your assassin bug, man, you knew, do you know, when you get bit, you're going to feel like an ow? Because, again, me, I've never
I don't think you feel anything.
I think they actually have a numbing. They have a juice that numbs and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
They have a proboscis. It's like a needle. Yeah. And when they attack a bug, mm-hmm. they stick that in there, and it basically paralyzes the bug. And then they suck the juices out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about that?
And they don't care who they...
Yeah.
If you get an equal opportunity buyer. If you get in range, they're going to get you.
Yep.
It's like the praying mantis. It's considered a good bug.
Yeah.
That son of a bee, man. That was a bite I'll never forget, man.
Well,
holy cow. It's like an electric fence.
Yep. Well, that was a case of the bug... eyes were bigger than its stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a heck of a time digesting you.
I mean, I looked at that thing, I'm like, this is pretty. That wasn't, I guess I thought, though, I was getting close to it. All of a sudden, and man, I lost a week's worth of religion after that hit me. I mean, tell you.
Believe it or not, they'll eat a hummingbird.
Really?
They will eat a hummingbird. And you couldn't believe the size of a hummingbird, but they have no problem with that. Yep.
Wow.
They'll eat that thing without a problem.
Glad I didn't know that before he bit me.
Are you a little hummingbird?
Oh my God! But still, I mean, it was a really nice. Yeah. I could have had my phone with me, I would have mm-hmm. took a picture of it.
Uh-huh.
But that was many moons ago, and I haven't seen one since. Sadly,
When you have them in your yard, they're good. Just don't irritate them. They're good to have.
Well, the assassin bugs, people see them. I mean, they're not the most attractive looking.
Look at
thing.
A dinosaur.
They're ugly.
They're like a dinosaur.
Flat out ugly. Yeah.
The biggest one we have around here is the wheel assassin bug, and it's got a
big hump on it.
Big hump on the back, like a stegosaurus.
Mm-hmm. No, this was not a wheel.
But there's others.
Yeah. Well, whatever it was,
when we're gone, long gone, there'll be bugs around yet.
Yeah.
Sad but true.
Yep.
But I didn't see carpenter bees much, though.
Didn't feel like
I want, so maybe that season's done.
Or wasps. I didn't see a lot of wasps either.
No.
Yellow jackets have, but like you said, wasps and carpenter bees, no.
I think that warm snap we had real early spring, mm-hmm. when we hit in the 90s then, and then we had that late frost, which was devastating for fruit farmers and stuff. And I think that controlled some of the bugs. I'm not seeing a lot of different bugs right now.
No, I haven't even seen or been around a lot of gnats when I'm working outside in the garden.
And the thing that worries me, because I learned my lesson, it happens once and that's all it's going to take, because I had that underground nest the size of my head.
Ooh.
They were in my junipers there, the ground cover. Because that was the area where they dug that one last, or made that one.
Yellow jackets.
Yes.
Yeah, those underground nests are bad.
Because I'm trying to mulch there. I thought this is great because, I'm going to step in there, they're going to be in there, and then I'm going to be visiting the hospital.
The only thing good about them is the sculpture they make when they pour molten lead down the thing. And they look really cool.
You can set the 100-yard dash when they come out of the yard, out of the ground.
You're not outrunning them.
No.
Nope. Exactly.
And if you jump in a swimming pool and hide, they'll wait till you surface.
Yeah. They're sitting there going, well, he'll be out in a minute.
Sauteed.
But I did not know they do that underground stuff. Yeah, man, thing was huge.
Yeah. One time when in my younger days, I was out scouting for before bow season, a friend of mine, and I stood on the ground on a yellow jacket, a nest on the ground. I didn't know it was there. I was just walking through and we were stopping talking. And they come out, and we start running both different directions. Mm-hmm. My buddy said to me, I never saw anybody run and undresses at the same time. I was taking off my shirt. I took off my shirt. I always wear a long sleeve shirt in the woods, even if it's in the summer.
Sure.
I took off my long sleeve shirt and my T-shirt was full of yellow jackets. They were all over. And I'm brushing them off, and they're stinging the heck out of me. And I'm lucky, you know.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. I'm up in a mountain, you know, far from away. So no adverse reaction. Thank goodness.
That's nothing to mess with.
It's not.
But like when I was fighting fires out west, I always carried Benadryl with me. Because you're running the ground hornets out there, and they're not happy when there's a fire burning over them. No. So
they're not happy to start
happy?
With.
No,
they're not happy.
They're less happy. Okay?
They're never happy.
But I always carry Benadryl as a first dose to get started on something, you know, before you get medical treatment if you needed it. Because you don't know. You might not have any reaction one time, two times, and the third time you have it, you know, so.
What about like people that have like one of those big nests, like say under an awning or something like that? And they want to get rid of it because this thing is like nasty.
You talking about a bald faced hornet nest?
Oh yeah.
You call an exterminator.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I wanted to put out there for folks.
There's way. You know, you can buy your own home remedy thing, but like Bob said, you know, if you goof,
right.
Yeah. They will take charge of the situation, and you'll be in trouble. And,
so don't can the hairspray and the match, like you see on, what is that, a Mike and Molly that time? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, man.
That results in a 911 call to another group.
I got the beef, but the house on fire.
Yeah, and then the guy on the other end is, you did what? We're going to take a quick break. We've got the Master Gardeners in studio with us. We're coming back with more after these messages right here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard,
I'm bored, there's nothing to do around here?
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
The Phillies open a three-game series in Cincinnati tonight against the Reds. First pitch is set for 7:10.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show, 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA, AM 1360, and 105.9 FM, A106.
Best of luck to Darnell Golfin of Schuylkill Haven. Darnell is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run payoff inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Reds game. Our payoff inning will be the top of the ninth. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the top of the ninth, Darnell will win a delicious 7-inch sub of his choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, it's a delicious hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's. Best of luck to Darnell Golfin of Schuylkill Haven, and best of luck to the Phils.
This is the Red Apple Entertainment Report on Red Apple Audio Networks.
If you're a fan of House of the Dragon, watching the newest season, you may need a moment.
My enemies have been allowed to muster their strength.
The show has TikTok and Reddit unhinged.
I don't want to see Reyna or her crusty wild dragon sheep stealer on my screen again because they weren't even supposed to be at the Battle of the Gullet.
Fans say there are tinges of the iconic Game of Thrones Red Wedding, even calling it Red Wedding 2.0.
Sir Lauren, what were you thinking?
It was like I was living deja vu again, seeing Robb Stark. It's like I saw the arrows go in and I was like, oh my God.
Social media is dissecting every episode and potential future death, but also throwing shade at the dragon Michigan called Sheep Stealer, named for obvious reasons.
Everybody's talking about Sheep Stealer. This is a very bad behaved dragon.
Cooper Lawrence, Entertainment News, Worldwide News Network, New York.
This is the Red Apple Entertainment Report on Red Apple Audio Networks.
Click and save. Vacations and outdoor recreation all start with a quality pre-owned car, truck, van, or SUV from Jerry's Northeast Auto Sale on Route 61 south of Pottsville. Jerry's is now offering a one-year warranty on all late model vehicles with your Click and Save coupon. Visit jerrysnortheast.com or stop in today. Would your business like to reach new customers? Click and Saves are a great budget-friendly tool to help your business reach thousands of new customers. Contact us at 2102 and WPPA for more information today.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game, or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
Eli, when we started T102SportsNow.com about 2 years ago, never in 2 million years did I think that it would be this successful.
2 million years, Leroy? How about 2 million views? We couldn't have done it without you, the viewers.
Thank you to all of our sponsors, our viewers, the high school coaches and the high school teams for making T102SportsNow.com as successful as it is. That's right, Eli. In 2 years, T102SportsNow.com has eclipsed 2 million views.
Timely, accurate, and available 24/7.
That's right. Get all of your local sports coverage at T102SportsNow.com. SportsNow.com.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program as we continue on. The Master Gardeners in studio in our first Tuesday of the month in our first hour. Guys, welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah.
Got some gardening stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
Well, we're gonna do some upcoming events announcements before I forget them.
Okay.
This Saturday, second Saturday of the month, we'll be at Agway in Cressona. Kathy Townley is going to be doing invasive plants. It's free.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. And on August 8th. At where our demonstration garden is located at the parking lot of First UCC in Schuylkill Haven, where the Vietnam Veteran Memorial is, right at the entrance to Penn State Schuylkill. Mm-hmm. We do our garden gathering. It's free. We'll have vegetables there, flowers. There's a whole gaggle of stuff we'll have, and we'll be there from 10 to 2. Mm-hmm. And that's free. And please, you're welcome to come and enjoy.
Come down. Bring your question for any kind of gardening.
Yeah, we're going to have different people there. Cressona Agway is going to have a booth there. Hemlock Hanna from the Conservation District, Schuylkill Conservancy.
Friend of this program, yes.
Yep. Honey for Heroes is going to be there. There's going to be a butterfly lady there with the different with the cages with the different stages of butterflies. Mm-hmm. A shikori board. People who really make good foods, garden tours.
Mm-hmm.
And one of our features is Second Chance.
Yep.
So where we bring garden tools that we no longer use at a very good price. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, everybody gets garden catalogs, and there's always a tool in there that you cannot garden without, which becomes next year's yard sale. So we'll save you. we'll save you doing your yard sale.
Yeah, we're going to help you.
Yeah. So, that's just a few of the things. And there'll be vegetables, cut flowers, some plants, native plants, and baked goods.
Yeah.
So hope to see you there.
Yeah.
10 to 2 on Saturday, August 8th. And we already mentioned Kids Day at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. It's at 10 o'clock you start there.
Yep.
It's always a good day. Mm-hmm. And we'll get there. I'll probably get there a little earlier to let you know if the gnats are going to be in the corner.
Oh, I know.
Gnats are always bad down there.
We'll hang some honey there for
them.
Yeah, we'll hang some honey there for them. get them close by.
I'm gonna bring my cutting glasses there that wrap around the eye for them. So
Well, Mike here is he's our hotline coordinator.
Yep.
And we've been getting calls.
Oh yeah.
And Monday and Wednesday, 10-1.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That might be 622-4225.
Yep. Or Schuylkill at schuylkillmg@psu.edu. Email us. We'll get back to you.
What are some of the calls you're getting?
Oh, different.
Because you could write a book on this. I love this part of this.
We have different people calling in for different problems. They are people, their flowers are dying off. They don't know why. They're fertilizing them. So we have one person who fertilizes it. She fertilizes every week for a while. And guess what? She has tomato plants. They're really, really bushy. But there are no tomatoes. And guess what? There's not going to be any tomatoes. No. They don't like that.
Right.
You give them too much nitrogen, all you have is a real big green bush.
Green bush.
And they're beautiful. But you're not getting fruit. So you got to be careful of that.
And that comes back to the one thing. When you're seed packets and good catalogs will tell you the number of days it takes to harvest.
Yep.
And it'll also tell you
when to fertilize
mm-hmm. and what kind of fertilizer.
Yep.
You know, I know I've been guilty of it. Most people have. You get ready to start in the spring, ready to go. You fertilize, put it on, and then you forget the two things that you really don't like to do in the summer.
Yep.
Weed and fertilize. And you can add a third that when you get weather like we've had, watering.
Watering, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's very important. Garden is definitely it's a job. It's another chore. You got to care of it. And like tomatoes are every 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, every tomato. That's when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's some like beets are every 6 weeks. You have to read the package. Keep the package there.
And the recommendations also, if you're growing vegetables every 3 to 5 years, you should do a soil test.
Yep.
And you can do that and put down it's for mixed vegetables, and they'll list a group of plants and what your fertilizer recommendation will be.
Yep.
In there.
Yep.
But check whatever you do in gardening, whether it's seed packet or if you're using fungicides or herbicides or even insecticides, follow the label. It's the law, and it'll tell you what to do. Misuse of fertilizers and pesticides is more homeowners than it is commercial agriculture.
Yeah, more is not better.
Don't
pull a guy thing. Read the packet.
Well said.
Read the information. I can honestly say I fertilized about 2 weeks ago before the rains came, and it really made a difference in the garden. And then during that hot spell, I had my rain barrels, and I watered my tomatoes. Early in the morning because I put mine in plastic containers so I can water the container, and the water flushes right down along the root system, and my plants. They look beautiful during that hot weather.
The other thing, too, when you're using any of the different pesticides, herbicides, and things, you read the label. First of all, it's written for people that have eyes like a bald eagle.
Amen. Amen.
But
take your phone out and take a picture.
besides the dosage rate, the other thing on there that's important is personal protective equipment. Yeah. If it says a mask, and nitrile gloves, long sleeves. I don't care if it's 90 degrees out or 100. Well, 90 degrees or 100 degrees, and you're spraying your nuts.
Don't spray. Yeah. Don't spray.
But if it says that, and it says when you're done, wash your clothes separately, they mean it.
Yeah.
And if you really want to stretch a little further for some pesticides, homeowners can get some, and you'll read on there poison numbers, and like for some of the Carbaryl type pesticides, it'll give you the antidotes to tell the physician. 2-PAM chloride and atropine. That's a nerve agent.
Nerve gas, nerve agent,
And pay attention.
Remember the chemicals. They are chemicals.
Yeah.
You know, and like if you're using a powder, don't disperse it on the upwind side and you're on the downwind side. You know, I mean, seriously, you know. But years and years ago, I knew a person that ran with the ambulance, and we had a call up in a valley where someone was using pesticides, didn't take necessary precautions, and it was absorbed through the skin, and they wound up going to the hospital. So this stuff is real. It's nasty stuff. So.
And the other thing with the powdered ones, think about it. Like diatomethyltryptamine, which is a very mild, basically you put that down, and ants and soft-bodied insects would crawl in that. And it'll cut them up, basically, because it's grind up seashells, diatoms.
Diatomaceous herbs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But if you get it on your hands and you don't wash it off right away, hands going to start cracking. They crack anyway, but it sucks the moisture out. Mm-hmm. So if you're spreading this stuff around, one, you shouldn't be just throwing it with your hand.
You wear a mask for that.
You wear a mask. You don't wear a dust mask, at least a dust mask. Mm-hmm. You breathe that into your lungs. You're not doing yourself any favors.
No.
Yeah, way back when I was first started the garden, to disperse the powder, an old farmer says, put it in a sock.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And then you just wiggle the sock.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was at the BT, probably.
Yeah, I forget what it was. You know, 7, I think it might have been.
Yeah.
Something like that. But you put it in and just hold the top of the sock, and you can jiggle it, and it comes out through the sock, and you can put it right around the ground, the base of your salt. Yeah, or if you have to put it on a plant, you can do that. It's like, you know, just shake it.
Yeah.
But instead of just, you know, trying to get a scoop or something, like throwing it, you know what I mean?
No.
So at least you had some control over it.
You got to make sure you water them in, too.
Yeah, and that was a good idea, I thought.
They have hand-crank dusters.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when you're using one of those, again, like Bob said, mm-hmm. first thing you check is which direction the wind's coming from.
Yeah.
In fact, you shouldn't even be spreading the dust with the wind.
Yeah.
But you still got to have a mask on.
Yeah.
If you put fish emulsion out, make sure you like tell your neighbors. They're not going to be happy with that smell.
Yeah. And also, some just because it says a pesticide is organic mm-hmm. doesn't make it safe.
No.
Right.
Because some of the sprays come from chrysanthemums.
Yeah. You know,
there's a mouthful, but they're toxic. They're nerve toxic. So you gotta read the instructions. It's
mm-hmm. yeah, you're a bigger plant.
It's not there just for the heck of it.
Yep.
Right.
And also, it'll list what plants or what insects it treats.
Yeah.
So follow the label.
Never spray anything above 85 degrees. That's never above.
That's a good thumb rule.
Yeah. No. So.
And another thing is. It's getting to be July.
Yep.
Pretty soon it's August.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the second time to plant your garden.
Yep. And it's hard to find plants at this time of the year. Most places, they sell out by now.
Yeah.
You still plant leafy greens. Root crops can still be planted. Beans can still be planted. We have like 100, 110 more days of growing. So you can plant a lot of different vegetables yet.
Yeah, we have some places in our area, they'll be putting out their cabbage plants.
Yep.
You know, pretty mm-hmm. soon they have cabbage. Especially for people who like to make sauerkraut. You know, they have special...
Yep.
types of cabbage for that.
Too, dry type sauerkraut.
And Brussels sprouts, it's 26 weeks to 31 weeks before they're ready. So you put them in now, you're not harvest them until January.
Really?
Yeah, but they'll take frost. They don't mind frost.
Well, they love it. They get better taste.
They get better taste.
Yeah, I remember going out one Christmas and picking off my fresh Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. Sometimes you're knocking the snow off them, but they're really
exactly,
good.
Exactly. Yeah.
You put rutabagas in right now, and they'll do pretty.
Yeah.
The only thing with rutabagas, Bambi likes them.
Yeah.
But they don't go after them as much as they'll go out. You put turnips in and...
Yeah, turnips are good.
That's almost baiting.
Yeah. That is baiting. Oh.
Yeah. They're like parsnips.
Yep.
Oh, I love parsnips.
Yeah, good. The deer like them, though, because I love parsnips.
I never had a problem with deer with parsnips.
No.
Parsnips are a long...
They're hard to grow, for one thing.
I know, that's because I like them.
Well, they have a poor germination rate.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if it says... Loose organic soil.
That's
what it is.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of plants you can get away with some of our more clayey soil.
Yeah.
Parsnips are, but I planted parsnips a couple times in a raised bed.
Yeah, that'd be the best way to grow
them. And they're better after a frost.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if you mulch them just like you do garlic
mm-hmm.
in the winter, you will pick them until spring, and then when you and pick them all once spring comes, because once they start setting the, because they're a biennial, so they'll start sending a shoot up, which means it's going to go to seed, but you want to get that out of the ground before it, because it'll get bitter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
but there's nothing like parsnips in a soup.
Absolutely.
And they are also very good with a little olive oil and lemon pepper on a grill.
Ah.
Not too much is not good with olive oil. Extra virgin olive oil. I like that.
That's one of the best things to cook with.
And if you don't want to plant vegetables, plant cover crops.
Exactly. Yep. Now it's time to put them in, too.
Don't leave your soil
bare.
Uncovered.
Nope.
Yep. Well, the zucchinis are doing good. The melons are doing good. Cucumbers are growing good.
Yep.
The tromboncinos are growing good.
Yep.
Some of the onions that were hit by the allium leaf miner, I pulled some of the ones that were pretty gnarly, looking and pretty bad.
Yeah.
You know, but some of the other ones that were kind of marginal, I left them in, and they recovered.
Yeah.
You know, they're growing okay.
I cover all my inside. They're all everything's covered.
Yeah.
I can get it to them.
I'm actually just getting things in the ground now because I got banged up earlier in the spring. So,
yeah.
Doctor said, behave yourself.
Yeah, you said, we'll plant some plants, so you plant 30. Huh? What's that? When he meant some plants, he mean 30.
Yeah.
He meant 5.
20. 20. I think my buddy just planted 200 cabbage plants.
My gosh.
Does he make cabbage? Or sauerkraut?
Sauerkraut.
Yeah. But there's like two or three of them that grow together, like, you know. So he has like that. He has three different gardens he grows. Lots of good stuff.
There's nothing like homemade sauerkraut.
That's for sure.
I know.
Yeah. And you know what? Stuffed cabbage ain't too bad either.
No. Nothing wrong with stuffed cabbage.
No.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Or coleslaw.
Okay. Yeah.
Pepper cabbage. Yeah. Yeah. We can go nuts here.
Well, now you lost me.
Nebraskans are good for you.
Yeah.
Not good for everybody else that's around you, though.
You know, when you talk to people that really start growing and harvesting mm-hmm. their own food, the difference in taste is just like...
Yes, exactly.
It's unbelievable. It's just...
Well, that's like, you know, the big beefsteak tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge.
Yep.
They're not the most attractive looking thing. The skin's not real tough on them.
Mm-hmm.
And they just look a little gnarly.
Yeah.
But they're delicious. You go mm-hmm. to a store and buy this thing that's perfectly round.
Yeah.
And it tastes like the box it was shipped in.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm not picking on the stores.
No, but it's true.
No.
But we're a very fortunate country because, you know, we used to live by what's seasonal.
Yeah, yeah.
And we have tomatoes 365 days a year
exactly.
in most grocery stores.
Well, I got a little something for you, boy.
Yeah, what?
Yeah. I'm hoping. I'm watching this one because we bought it just for you guys in mind because mm-hmm. it can yield a tomato that's several pounds.
Wow.
It's one of the, I forgot the name of it, but
yeah.
That's why we got because I want to.
Burpee's beefsteak?
No. It's a real funky name, but
damn.
It even
Three
said
pounds?
How. I mean, exactly. Ooh. I said, how's it going to stay on the vine?
That's almost a small baby.
I mean, yes.
The biggest one I ever had was 4.5 pounds. It had two lobes on it, like
mm-hmm.
a certain animal's
yep.
a baboon.
Gotcha.
And,
gotcha.
The pink part.
And it's delicious. One slice,
yeah.
mm-hmm. one sandwich.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this is supposed to do. So I'm watching this very carefully.
No, you don't
you're growing tomatoes you don't
no,
like.
No, I pick them for you guys.
Okay, well, thank you.
Not me. I know.
You don't know what you're missing.
I'll tell you what, man. That first tomato, when it's warm, comes in, I don't even wash it, slice it, throw it on some bread, some mayonnaise, salt, and pepper.
Yep.
Oh,
that's why I'm the only one in the family. I'm the black sheep. Mom would do that exact same thing.
Yeah.
Cut it right there, put the salt and pepper on the mayonnaise, and I'd go, man.
That's actually one of the things you mark in the calendar every year, and you go back through the old calendars, you see when the first that first big tomato came out.
Yep, when you first came out,
Now if you
Big ugly.
Yeah.
Probably what it's called.
Yeah. The your nuclear chicken neighbor,
uh-huh.
he doesn't come to your where you have these tomatoes,
no,
does he?
No.
Because chickens will walk down a whole row of tomato plants and peck each one once to make sure it's a tomato. Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And that's what really
have the chicken for dinner.
Pissed me off about the deer and the Hart Farms. That what a lovely lady.
Yeah.
Deer went down, took a chunk out of every pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
They'll do that. You think you'd sit there and eat the one? This is pretty good. Nope. Put a bite mark in every pumpkin.
Yeah,
chickens.
They're
same
actually
way.
Yep. coming into town now, and they ate my friend's tomato plants the other day.
See,
wow,
deer did.
Deer did.
Wow.
The roses.
Oh, they'll eat rose bushes.
Yeah.
Stuff,
but the buggers won't touch multiflora rose.
No.
It's because they're smart.
I mean, it's abundant.
Told you the story at the cemetery. Dozen long stem roses every year on the grave. Put a little ivory soap shavings around it. Every year, great.
Yeah.
Until they got used to that and found a way around it.
Yeah.
They went up and got stumps. They ate them. They got around it. I figured, we're going to get this guy. Says, how many years he's doing this stuff?
They'll always survive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's unusual that the last couple of years that my tomato plants outside the cage, the deer would nip them.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a nightshade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I know.
And tomatoes ripen from, they work their way down. So if you see tomatoes on a vine in a store and they're all ripe, they're ripe with ethanol gas. There's no doubt about that.
Wow.
They should ripen one at a time. Coming down the line, they won't ripen all at one time. That's not the way nature has them.
No, and that's I noticed that with ours when we're out there looking. So you're correct.
Yep,
yes.
Yep.
You get. I grow the Super Sweet 100 cherry, and they're hard because you're out there picking these things, and it's like one like this.
Oh yeah, sister does that.
Yeah,
she has those. That exact kind.
Yeah.
She does the same thing. One in the bucket, two in the mouth.
Yep,
one in the bucket.
It's like picking strawberries and blueberries. Same thing.
I flip up my shirt when I'm out, and I fill my shirt like a pouch, you know, with the stuff. But you're eating them as you're going in the house. What the
I'll follow you around, too. That'd be fun. Is that a kangaroo? No, it's not. It's Bob. Don't worry. He'll lose weight in a minute.
That's Marsupial Bob over there.
Look at him in his pocket. Yeah.
They thought the possum was the only marsupial. Yeah.
Do you play dead too?
That's no? Good stuff.
No.
Okay.
No, I'm getting to the point though. You don't even mention that word to guys like me.
No.
Playing dead.
No.
Yeah, you're the kid here.
You gotta watch
that. Yeah. Did you do your leaks yet, or are you doing leaks?
Oh yeah.
Well, right.
Yeah, they took a little bit. Yeah, they all didn't grow, you know, as well as they normally do. But
are they fuss budgets? The way it sounds.
No. Right. But what I did, I already put my. Rolls over top them and fill them with dirt. And after that last warm spell and the rain, they jumped out of the ground. They grew so big and so leafy and green, and they started to get some diameter to them now.
Okay. When do you harvest yours?
When we start making soups. You know, but I watched them.
Did it die
because the second flight of Allium leaf miner is September.
Yeah. We normally have most of the stuff in by then, you know.
Yeah.
And then if I have any left, it's just a...
The pressure from the Allium leaf miner this year, I think they might have got nuked by that really serious frost we had.
Yeah.
But, you know, some people had them in their...
Yeah, I did. They hit my sweet onions.
And I know a couple other master gardeners sent me pictures. And is this what I think it is? And the leaves are
gnarly.
Gnarly.
They get gnarly and twist it. And then
you open it, it'll be gone.
Yeah, well, I pulled one out because I know once you see that, you go down and around the bulb, there's a little. It looks like a little mouse turd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the critter down there. Yeah,
that's the pupa.
Yep. So a couple of
those are the ones that are going to hatch. That's why they say when you pull your damaged ones out, burn them, or put them in a plastic bag and solarize them.
Right, No, I do stuff like that. But
that's another invasive gift we got. This one actually came from Eastern Europe.
Yeah, Poland. Mm-hmm.
Poland, I believe. But the first year it was here, in the middle teens, 2000 teens, some of the big onion farms in Lancaster County.
They lost everything.
90% to 100% total loss.
Yeah, like you won't find Pennsylvania peaches this year.
And the thing is, just for a commercial grower, I mean, the plant, you know, or the product has to look good.
Yeah.
I mean, you like an apple, you get the fly speck on it. It's perfectly safe to eat, but people won't buy it because it has little black specks on it. So for the commercial grower, I mean, make appearance is important as well.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's the first thing people see, you know what I mean?
Well, that's why you never see big, ugly tomatoes in the store.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, you're like a brandy wine, you know, like a it's full of cat face, like a cat face. You know?
Yeah, well, you'd have to, but you'll get them at a farmer's market.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, and once you put those in a slice of between two slices of bread,
whenever you get that big tomato, you send us a picture or.
I'm going to make sure I bring it. You're going to get one, absolutely.
Well, let us know if you bring it. I'll bring the mayonnaise and the bread.
I was going to say, let us know what day we'll bring the stuff.
You guys will be able to divvy that baby up amongst the three of you.
We'll be talking like this.
We're going to eat it on air.
We'll have a picnic. That's no problem.